Bhutair by the elements. Mahadbhihi of material creation. Yaha hi hu ima. Of the Lord. Nirmaya, for being set up. Chete, lie down. Yat Amushu, one who incarnated. Purusha, Lord Vishnu, Bhukte, causes to be subjected. Hunan, the three modes of nature. Shodasha, in 16 divisions. Shodasha Atmakaha, being the generator of these 16. Saha, he, Alam Vishishta, may generate. If anybody studies Sanskrit Vyakara, this is a rare example of what is called the Asharalinga or benedictive tense. Alokvishishta, may he please decorate. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Vachansi, statements made mine. Translation and purport by his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who enlivens the materially created bodies of the elements by lying down within the universe, and who in his Purusha incarnation causes the living being to be subjected to the 16 divisions of material modes, which are his generator, be pleased to decorate my statements. Anuvad. Jo bhavanda ke bhitar lekar tapo se nirmita shariro ko namavai banate hai. Aur jo apne purush avatar mein jeev ko bhavta gunon ke sovak vibhagon ko जो जीव के जनक रूप से अधीन करते हैं वे भगवान मेरी वाणी को अलंकृत करने के लिए प्रसन्न हो purport as a fully dependent devotee Shukadeva Goswami unlike a mundane man who is proud of his own capability invokes the pleasure of the personality of Godhead so that his statements may be successful and be appreciated by the hearers. The devotee always thinks of himself as instrumental for anything successfully carried out. And he declines to take credit for anything done by himself. The godless atheist wants to take all credit for activities, not knowing that even a blade of grass cannot move without the sanction of the Supreme Spiritual Personality of Godhead. Shukadeva Goswami therefore wants to move by the direction of the Supreme Lord, who inspired the Brahma to speak the Vedic wisdom. The truths described in the Vedic literatures are not theories of mundane imagination, nor are they fictitious, as the less intelligent class of men sometimes think. The Vedic truths are all perfect descriptions of the factual truth, without any mistake or illusion. As Shukadeva Goswami wants to present the truths of creation not as a metaphysical theory of philosophical speculation, but as the actual facts and figures of the subject. Since he would be dictated by the Lord, dictated to by the Lord, exactly in the same manner as Brahmaji was inspired. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 15th chapter, the Lord is himself the father of the Vedanta knowledge, and it is he only who knows the factual purport of the Vedanta philosophy. So there is no greater truth than the principles of religion mentioned in the Vedas. Such Vedic knowledge or religion is disseminated by authorities like Shukadeva Goswami because he is a humble devotee of the Lord. He's a humble devotional servitor of the Lord who has no desire to become a self-appointed interpreter without authority. That is the way of explaining the Vedic knowledge, technically known as the parampara system, or descending process. The intelligent man can see without mistake that any material creation, whether one's own body or a fruit or flower, cannot be beautifully grow up without the spiritual touch. The greatest intelligent man of the world, or the greatest man of science, can present everything very beautifully only insofar as the spirit life is there, or in so much as the spiritual touch is there. Therefore, the source of all truths is the Supreme Spirit, and not gross matter, as wrongly conceived by the gross materialist. We get information from the Vedic literature that the Lord himself first entered the vacuum of the material universe, and thus all things gradually developed one after another. Similarly, the Lord is situated as localized Paramatma in every individual being. Hence, everything is done by him very beautifully. The 16 principal creative elements, namely earth, water, fire, air, sky, and the 11 sense organs, first developed from the Lord himself and were thereby shared by the living entities. Thus, the material elements were created for the enjoyment of the living entities. The beautiful arrangement behind all material manifestations is therefore made possible by the energy of the Lord. And the individual living entity can only pray to the Lord to understand it properly. Since the Lord is the supreme entity, different from Shukadeva Goswami, the prayer can be offered to him. The Lord helps the living entity to enjoy material creation, but he is aloof from such false enjoyment. Shukadeva prays for the mercy of the Lord, not only for being helped personally in presenting the truth, but also for helping others to whom he would like to speak.
Hare Krishna.
Tathagata. Purna ashrita bhakta ke roop mein apni samarjya par garv karne wale sansari vyakti se sarvatha vipareet. सुखदेव गोस्वामी भगवान से प्रसन्न होने के लिए प्रार्थना करते हैं, जिससे उनकी वाणी सफल हो और वो श्रोताओं द्वारा समादृत हो। डॉक्टर सदैव अपने आप को किसी भी सफलता में निमित्त मात्र मानता है और अपने द्वारा किए गए किसी भी कृत्य का श्रेय लेने से इनकार करता है, जबकि ईश्वरीन नास्तिक समस्त कार्यकलापों का श्रेय ये जाने बिना लेना चाहता है कि परमात्मा भगवान की मर्जी के बिना एक पटा भी नहीं हिल सकता। अतएव सुखदेव गोस्वामी उन परमेश्वर के निर्देशानुसार आगे बढ़ना चाहते हैं, जिन्होंने ब्रह्मा जी को वैदिक ज्ञान या खाने के लिए प्रेरणा दी। वैदिक ग्रंथों में वैदिक सत्य न तो संसारी कल्पना के सिद्धांत है, न वे कपोल कल्पित है, जैसा कि अल्पज्ञ कभी कभी सोचते हैं। वैदिक सत्य वास्तविक सत्य के पूर्ण विवरण है, जिनमें न तो त्रुटि है न भ्रम। सुखदेव गोस्वामी सृष्टि संबंधी सत्यों को वास्तविक तथ्यों के रूप में प्रस्तुत करना चाहते हैं, न कि दार्शनिक चिंतक के किसी तत्व ज्ञान के सिद्धांत के रूप में, क्योंकि वे उसी तरफ भगवान के इशारे पर चलेंगे जिस तरफ ब्रह्मा जी अनुप्रणित हुए थे। जैसा कि भगवत गीता में कहा गया है, भगवान स्वयं वेदांत ज्ञान के जनक है और वेदांत दर्शन के वास्तविकता कार्य को जाने वाले एकमात्र वही है। अतएव वेदों में वर्णित धर्म के सिद्धांतों से भरकर कोई सत्य नहीं है। ऐसा वैदिक ज्ञान या धर्म सुखदेव गोस्वामी जैसे प्रामाणिक पुरुष द्वारा फैलता है, क्योंकि वे भगवान के विनीत दास थे, जिन्हें स्वनियुक्त व्याख्याकार बने की कोई इच्छा नहीं इच्छा न थी। वैदिक ज्ञान की व्याख्या की यही विधि है, जिसे परंपरा प्रणाली कहते हैं। बुद्धिमान व्यक्ति यह देख सकते हैं कि चाहे कोई भी भौतिक सृष्टि, चाहे अपना शरीर हो या फल या फूल हो, आध्यात्मिक स्पर्श के बिना वह अच्छी तरह बुद्धि वृद्धि अच्छी तरह वृद्धि निकाल आती। संसार का स्वाभाविक बुद्धिमान व्यक्ति या विज्ञानी किसी भी वस्तु को सभी ढंग से प्रस्तुत कर सकता है, जब उसमें जीवन को आध्यात्मिक स्पर्श हो। अतएव समस्त सत्यों का स्रोत परमात्मा है, स्थूल पदार्थ नहीं। जैसा कि ब्रह्मवश स्थूल भौतिक वाणी सोचता है, वैदिक साहित्य से हमें पता चलता है कि सर्वप्रथम भगवान ने भौतिक प्रमाण के शून्य में प्रवेश किया और तब सारी वस्तुएं एक एक करके विकसित हुई। इसी प्रकार भगवान परमात्मा के रूप में प्रत्येक प्राणी में स्थित है, अतएव उनके सारे कार्यों अच्छे ढंग से संपन्न होते हैं। सोलह प्रमुख सृजनकारी तत्व जिनका नाम पृथ्वी तेज अग्नि वायु आकाश तथा 11 इंद्रियां है, साक्षात भगवान से विकसित हुए और तब जीवों में वक्त हुए वक्त गए। इस तरह भौतिक तत्वों का सृजन जीवों के भोग के लिए किया गया है। एवं समस्त भौतिक अभिव्यक्तियों के पीछे जो सुंदर व्यवस्था है वो भगवान की शक्ति द्वारा संभव होती है और प्रत्येक जीव उसी ठीक से समझने के लिए भगवान से प्रार्थना ही कर सकता है। चूंकि भगवान परम चेतन है, चेतना है और शुक्ल गोस्वामी से भिन्न है, अतएव उनकी प्रार्थना की जानी चाहिए। भगवान भौतिक सृष्टि का भोग उठाने में जीव की सहायता करते हैं, किंतु वे ऐसे झूठ भोग से पृथक रहते हैं। शुक्रदेव गोस्वामी भगवान से कृपा करने के लिए प्रार्थना करते हैं, जिससे वे सत्य को प्रस्तुत पाने में स्वयं सहायता पाने के साथ साथ उन लोगों की भी सहायता करें जिन्हें वे सुनाने जा रहे हैं। This is the last, I think, well, the last prayer. Then he has two short statements to make after that. But the last of his beautiful prayers, asking for inspiration from the Supreme Lord before he begins speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. He has already, what he has said before, indicated that the personality of Godhead has many energies, spiritual as well as material. Because we are deluded, our attention may be completely in only material things. We have no interest in anything spiritual. But don't think that God is like that. Anybody who actually knows what can be found in the spiritual world would be much more interested in that realm than the material. Because in the spiritual world you can be unlimitedly happy. You cannot in the material world. You can understand everything you need to know perfectly, and you can never do that in the material world. You can understand everything perfectly, but you can never do that in the material world. Not everything. You can understand everything that you need to know perfectly. In the material world, you can get 3 PhDs and spend the rest of your life continuing to study. Still, you'll never know anything, even one small topic, perfectly.
It's
possible. The force of ignorance is too powerful. Tamo Guna is always acting on us. And after you've spent the first half of your life becoming an expert, and after you're 50 years old, your brain starts to deteriorate. One of the most difficult philosophers in the Western world was Immanuel Kant. Immanuel Kant was a great German philosopher. Very difficult philosophy. Almost nobody could understand what he was saying. But because he was such a great thinker, everyone assumes that he meant something, that his philosophy means something. He had many students. They would come to him, "Please explain to us your difficult philosophy." But toward the end of his career, he was getting old, and his brain, his mind, was starting to fade. And he would have to apologize to his students who came to him for explanation. "I'm sorry, I can't understand what I wrote 50 years ago. I don't even know what it means. I'm sorry." And this happens to you. This happens to most of us. If you're over 50 years old, your brain becomes duller and duller. You forget things. Can't remember. So you cannot know everything, even anything, perfectly in the material world. Therefore, Brahma advises. He knows. He's the biggest scholar in the whole world. Brahma. He advises us. Gyane prayasa murapasya namamta eva. Give up your endeavor to try to know everything. Just bow down and submit yourself at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. You're wasting your life trying to learn, to understand everything. You cannot do it. It's impossible. And anyway, the absolute truth cannot be known by material means. And suppose you want to have an education so you can become an authority. Speak as an authority and people will listen to you. Follow the example of Shukadeva Goswami. He's very successful. He didn't have to wait until he was 50 years old. He's only 16 years old. And everyone's listening to him. You want people to listen to you? You don't need to become member of parliament or PhD. Just become a serious, surrendered devotee of Krishna, and you will become such an expert that people will be asking you, and they have questions, and they will be listening to what you say.
After
should learn from Shukadev what his secret is. How at the age of 16, everyone is at his feet, begging for him to explain the truth. All the greatest sages in the universe are in the audience. Bigger than all these professors, all these so-called authorities, real authorities, great sages. All these earthly scholars and professors, they're just like small ants, insects in comparison. And the greatest of these sages, including Vyas and his guru Narada, Shukadev is disciple of his father, Vyas. Vyas is disciple of Narada. But the guru, Vyas, and the param guru, Narada, are both also sitting at the feet of Shukadev to hear the Bhagavad from him. This is successful ability to speak convincingly that everybody, including his guru and guru's guru, want to hear from him. Prabhupada explains in the purport what his secret is. That he doesn't, he's not proud. He doesn't think that it's my ability to speak. But he thinks that everything he does is only by the mercy and the blessings of the Supreme Lord and his devotees. So therefore he's offering these prayers. This last prayer, he's begging. May he, the personality of Godhead, decorate my words. Not just superficial decoration, that I can speak some poetic things, but let it be convincing and attractive, that people will hear and understand and accept. In preaching the message of Krishna consciousness, the power comes not from our material ability. Our strength to preach convincingly will not come just from memorizing so many facts and so many shlokas and terminologies. No. We have to get empowered. We have to get the blessings of the Lord and the blessings of his devotees. Then what we speak will be effective. Kundi Devi, simple woman, but she knew how to speak very effectively. Her prayers are very potent. She did not have a PhD. Nobody was inviting her to speak at some scholarly symposium. This is a simple woman. But her words are very powerful and are remembered 5,000 years later. She said, Sri Aishwarya Sutra Sri Gir, Edamana Madakuma, Naivar Hatyabidatu Vai, Twam Kinchana Gochara. My dear Lord, and she's talking to Krishna, who is her family member. He is her nephew. And she's speaking to him very reverentially. She speaks from her heart, her opinion, that people who are proud cannot properly address Krishna. They cannot offer their prayers to him effectively. People who are proud of their beauty, of their opulence, of their good birth, of their good education, of their money. Money, done. They've collected money and they're proud of that. That disqualifies them. That pride is the chief disqualification to becoming an actual representative of the Supreme Lord. Krishna is not a ahankari. He's very gentle and mild. He's not an arrogant, proud person. He's not arrogant and proud, Krishna. So he will not let anybody represent him who is proud and arrogant. You want to speak for Krishna? Don't be proud. And don't speculate. Speak what is received from Krishna through the parampara. Don't make up something of your own. Don't even do anything speculative. Don't do anything.
Don't do it.
Do anything speculatively. Krishna told Arjuna, Tasmat Shastram Pramanante Karya Karya Yadastito Gyatva Shastra Vidanottam Karma Karta Viharasi. While living in this world, be very careful to always follow the Shastra, the Vedas. The Vedas are our instructions, handbook, textbook, how to live safely and successfully in the material world. Just like, I don't know how it's done in India, but in my country, if you want to get licensed to drive a car, you have to pass a test, and they give you a book to study, rules of how to drive, what side of the road to drive on, what the different traffic signs mean, how to properly park your car. You have to learn from the book, and then pass a written exam and a driving test.
So, only if you have any license,
And also you have to have an examination in the car showing that you can drive it. Driving it. So I think the system is the same in India? I don't know, I never got driver's license. Or you just pay someone a few thousand rupees to get a license? You pay some bakshis? Or do you actually have to take a test? No written test, okay. But they don't give you some book, some booklet explaining the rules? No. Well, there are rules that you're supposed to learn. There are some rules for driving. The Vedas are the book. Rules, what to do and what not to do in different situations in material life. And life is even more complicated than driving a car. There are so many different situations and you have to decide what to do and what not to do. You think it's dangerous to drive a car and you're afraid to do it, so you never got a license. What are you doing in the material world? It's more dangerous. Even more dangerous. So many things can happen to you out there. We make some foolish mistake. Become an alcoholic. I become an alcoholic by mistake. Sharabi. It's a mistake. It ruins my life. I fall in love with the wrong girl. It ruins my life. One mistake, I can get into so much trouble. This material life is so dangerous. Padei padei yajna padam. There's danger at every step. So we need some handbook to tell us what not to do, and what to do and what not to do, and when to do it and when not to do it. You know, the book has to tell us, better don't drink sharab at all. Don't drink sharab. And it tells us, be careful who you fall in love with. You may get in trouble. Just like I buy radio, electric radio that has to be plugged into the wall. The book will warn me, don't sit in the bathtub with the radio plugged in the wall. You may get electrocuted. Bathtub?
Bathtub.
While the, you know, holding the radio plugged in the wall. The book tells the book says that. Because people are so stupid, they get themselves electrocuted in the bathtub with their radio. It happens. So similarly, the Vedas are warning us. Uttishta, Jagrata, Prapya Varamni Bodhata,
Shurasyana Radhishita
Durapyaya
Durdam Patastakavayo Vadati.
This is the Upanishad.
Get up, wake up, come back to your consciousness.
Prapyaparamni Bodhata, you have gotten this human form of life, which is a great opportunity for spiritual advancement. Take proper advantage of it. Use it properly. That the path of spiritual advancement is very narrow and straight. It is like the edge of a razor. Straight edges, you know, just like the barbers used to use. Big, long, straight, you know, sharp blade. You can cut your neck with it and die if you're not careful. So the path of spiritual advancement is sharp and dangerous like that. If you deviate to one side or the other, you will get hurt.
So,
and one of the worst deviations, the worst dangers, is speculating. Instead of listening to this shastra to tell us what to do and what not to do, we make up our own idea. And then we want to be authorities. We speak as an authority to other people, and we make up things out of our own head. That we will fail. That is not key to successful preaching. Very simple rule to becoming a successful preacher. Talk about what you understand. Don't talk above your own head. So Shukadeva is praying, please guide my speech. Don't let me deviate. Don't let me speak nonsense. You please purify my words. That is his prayer. We should follow this example. His example. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Are there any questions or comments? No questions today. Okay. Thank you. I'll worry to see the phone. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. By Krishna's own desire, Vedeshudurma, he's hard to find in the Vedas. He's hiding. He doesn't reveal his name almost at all.
So, Vedeshudurma, 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 Vedeshudurma,
Just like a man who has a telephone, but he asks the telephone company, do not list my number in the phone book. He has to be unlisted. A man has telephone. He asked the telephone company, please do not list my number in the telephone book. So Krishna's number is unlisted in the Vedas. There's a few hints.
There are quite a few hints.
Shamat Shamavat Prabhupada. Shamat Shamavat. Shabala Shamavat Prabhupada. This is stated in the Parishishta, the appendix to the Rig Veda.
Rig Veda.
Rig Veda Parishishta. Appendix. On the mercy, by the mercy of Shama, I take shelter of Shabala, which is actually Shivati Radha. And vice versa. On the mercy of Sri Radha, I take shelter of Shama. So this is hard to interpret. Many people will say it doesn't mean that. But the words are there. And in one of the Brahmanas, which are part of the Vedas, there is mention of a Rishi, Devaki Putra.
Or the Brahman.
Krishna, Devaki Putra Krishna.
Devaki Putra Brahman.
Devaki Putra Krishna is the name of one Rishi mentioned in one of the Brahmanas.
So a Brahman, Dugan.
Brahman is a book, name of the book.
So Brahman Gandhana, a Rishi man.
His name is Devaki Putra Krishna.
Devaki Putra Krishna.
Yes.
So mantrata hai, Devaki Putra Krishna hai.
And what is it?
Well, he's the Rishi mentioned. So that some say that that is Krishna. But others say that there's some other Krishna who happens to have another mother named Devaki.
So
So there's a few mentions of Krishna's names like that. But generally Krishna keeps his name hidden. Vedeshu Kurulabho. Adulabhavanta Bhakto. He's very difficult to find in the Vedas, but by pure devotion you can find him.
So after the name Krishna
The Rig Parishishta, Rig Samhita is the Rig Veda. There's mention of Goloka. No, there's mention of Shweta Dweepa, where there are cows with big horns.
What is the question for you?
He said in the Rig Veda there's mention of Goloka. But not the name Goloka. It's called Shweta Dweepa. But some people may say that this is not Goloka, this is another planet of the cows. Because there's another Goloka in the material world that is under the rule of Indra, where he keeps many cows. Mother Surabhi in the material world lives on that planet. That's a material planet. So we can find some indications of Krishna and his names and his dham and his devotees in the Vedas, but people who don't believe, they will argue against it and say it means something else.
So Krishna
and this is
is Krishna's arrangement. He doesn't want to be discovered just by scholarship. Yoga Maya covers him, so those who have no faith will not find him. But here, any simple man can walk off the street, come up the stairs, and find
Krishna.
There's no entrance charge. You have to take the trouble of walking up a few steps only. You'll see God and you'll hear plenty of things. Come here, you'll see God and you'll hear things plenty. You'll have your ears filled with his things. And you can learn the secret of the Vedas that's kept hidden. But we can give it, we can reveal it. That is the mercy of Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
Hare Krishna. Okay, so we can stop here. Thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam.